Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani knew all about Koch's bellicose style. The two have had a long-standing love-hate relationship that's played out on the pages of New York's daily newspapers for nearly three decades. And although he never went toe-to-toe with Koch in the political arena, Giuliani was often the target of Koch's ire in his daily news columns, which were eventually compiled in a book that's entitled Giuliani, Nasty Man. Since then, their relationship has mellowed and even become amicable. Mayor Giuliani joins us now. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
How are you?
Good. Koch was known for his brash tone. You know firsthand what it's like to be on the receiving end of Koch's wrath. So tell us, Mayor, what was it like?
Well, I always admired Ed Koch, even when I was disagreeing with him, because he was so honest and so straightforward and sometimes right and sometimes wrong, but always telling you what he really thought. Of course, I met Ed Koch under very unusual circumstances. First time I met Ed Koch, I was the prosecuting lawyer, assistant U.S. attorney, trying Bertram Podell, United States congressman who was accused of bribery, and Ed Koch showed up as a character witness, and I had to cross-examine him and try to discredit his testimony. So that's how we met each other. So you get an idea. Didn't start off on the best note in court, one man cross-examining the other.
Right.
Then, when I became U.S. attorney, I developed a close relationship with him. I went to visit him as soon as I became U.S. attorney, asked him what I could do to help New York, and he told me I could clean up the Lower East Side by arresting people and bringing them into federal court to take some burden off the New York City police and New York City courts. That started the Federal Day program, and we got along very well for about 3 or 4 years, and then all of a sudden, I opened an investigation based on a lead from the FBI of his administration and ended up prosecuting his top political aides and supporters. And so that created a lot of tension for quite some time. I prosecuted the case myself, convicted them in New Haven. Mm-hmm. And then when I was running in 1989 for mayor, I was originally supposedly going to run against Ed, and he was defeated by David Dinkins. And then David Dinkins defeated him, defeated me. And then 4 years later, with Ed Koch's support, I defeated David Dinkins. We were good friends for a while. Mm-hmm. Then we had a big disagreement over appointment of judges. And that's really what began the bad blood during part of the time that I was mayor. And then when I left being mayor, since then, we've had a very good relationship. I mean, we've been on the same side of a lot of political arguments over ethics laws. We supported George Bush together in 2004. We supported Congressman Turner. Just recently, I supported the New York State senators, the Republicans who had voted for the gay marriage bill and had been targeted for defeat. I supported them to some extent at Ed's urging, because they were really being singled out for, even though I disagreed with the vote, what I thought was a very courageous vote. So we did a lot of things together after that. And so we've had an up and down relationship, but mm-hmm. throughout, I think I've always respected him for how straightforward he was.
Now, with that respect, what kind of advice did you seek from Koch while mayor?
Gosh, you know, a lot at different times. Sometimes I would get the advice privately. Sometimes I'd get the advice publicly. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I tried to copy of what he did. I'm sure I held a press conference every day, because Ed Koch did that and got the New York Press Corps used to it. And I also thought it helped keep me a kind of ahead of the message, which I always thought Koch was very good at. I remember, because for a very long period of time when he was mayor, I was the U.S. attorney here in New York, so I got to see the good parts of Ed Koch's administration and the bad parts. But one of the things he always did was he was always out front. He was always leading from the front. If there was a fire, if there was a strike, if there was a hostage situation, Ed Koch was there, showing the people of the city that the mayor, you know, was concerned, the mayor was interested, the mayor was involved, the mayor empathized. So I tried to copy that. Anytime anything happened, I was always there. The mayor should be the one that's in charge. And I think I kind of learned that watching Ed Koch do it for so many years while he was the mayor and I was the U.S. attorney.
Now, outside of the good parts and the bad parts of his administration, Mayor, what do you think Koch's legacy will be for the city of New York?
I think as one of the really consequential mayors, you know, one of the mayors you really can remember, because he led the city during very difficult times. the financial crisis of the late 70s. That's when he started. And then the crime wave that was terrible for him and the whole country in the 1980s with the crack epidemic. And I think through it all, he always kept a sense of optimism, a sense that you can solve problems, that you can, even if you fail the first time, you can work on it again and again and again. And I think he solved a lot of them. He didn't solve all of them, but he was never kind of leading from behind. He was always out front. And I think as mayor of New York, boy, you better be out front, because the city will run away with you if you don't.
Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.